Welcome to the Pokepod, podcast starring Brennan and Dan. This is episode 2. I was banned. That's right, I was. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I'll talk about it later on in our strategy section. But folks, it can happen. Don't let it happen to you. All right. So, our week's in review. In this section, we talk about things that happened to us in the world of Pokemon Go. Things we saw, things we did, people we met. This week was pretty interesting. My wife is also addicted to Pokemon Go. And when we're driving, since you should never, ever, ever play Pokemon Go and drive, please. She had both of our phones, so that if it's ever slow traffic or whatnot, it kind of picks up, maybe, that you're walking. Maybe you kind of cheat in some kilometers. We'll get into that a little bit more later. But also, the big deal are Pokestops. So when you're driving by a Pokestop, if you're quick, she's gotten to the point where she can use, you know, double thumb action and, you know, spin two stops at once. You know, while we're going
down the road. In Pokemon Go.
Yeah. So, the other day, we're going down the road and we get to an intersection and I'm about to get on the highway. And right as we stop, she's like, "Oh my goodness." And I was like, what happened? She goes, "Oh wow." I said, what? She goes, "This giant pink bubblegum thing just popped up on the screen." I was like, what are you talking about? And she clicks it. She goes, "It's called Lickitung. It looks perverted." I said, "What?" So then I had to make a quick decision. Am I going to get on the highway and go to our destination, or am I going to find a place to quickly pull over so that she can catch these Lickitung Pokemon? And I made the right call, Dan.
You stopped.
I stopped. I found a place to immediately pull over, because one of the problems is if you're in a car and you go too far, unless you catch them really quickly, they'll run away, and that is irritating. So I find this pullover, and it was this access point where every now and then you'll have a place that's kind of a pull-in, but it's, I don't know, like a water substation, or it's, you know, where the gas mains are. You know, just kind of a utility stop. It's not really a place you're supposed to stop, but you can if you have to. So I pull over there. And this is, when I tell other stories, you'll find this consistently. She goes, "All right." She goes, "Raspberry." She's on hers. She gave me back my phone since I stopped. Remember, don't drive in Pokemon. So she does a raspberry. She does a great ball. Whoop! Throws it up there. Hits it. She catches it right away. I'm like, "All right, way to go." So I go, I'm looking at mine like, "Okay, let's do raspberry and a raspberry. Here's a great ball, do a great ball, throw it up." Catches, it shakes, he pops out. Oh, seriously? Okay, next great ball, flick it up. Doesn't even shake this time. It's like it closed and then opened, and the thing jumped right back out. Like, what? Really? Was the raspberry not good enough for you?
Well, the first raspberry is gone after he breaks out the first time, so you have to drag him again.
Is that way it works? Oh my gosh, man, have I wasted so much time. Well, now I know, and I hope the listeners now know too. Great. So anyway, I go through 6 great balls, and then finally, it shakes, and I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping that last shake happens. It shook again and said, "Gotcha." I was like, "Ah, yes, finally."
Nice one.
So anyway, that's how we both got Lickitungs, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you can see that when you use the raspberry, you can see that the color changes in the circle around the Pokemon. And that change is gone after it breaks out.
Oh, okay. Ah, good observation.
This week I was spending the weekend with my childhood friend, who has done very well for himself. And my godson, who was very much into Pokemon Go, and of course he made his father be into Pokemon Go as well.
Heck yeah.
So we were driving around in, I tried to get him walking and it worked because we had a dog as well, but we were driving around this Lexus with like black windows.
Oh
And we were in the town in the north where I spend half of my time, Söderhamn. And there we have three Pokestops at the town museum. It's an old building. An American would consider it ancient because it's like from the 17th century. And then it
yeah.
has a small garden where two of the Pokestops are, and the third one is in the museum grounds. But you can reach all three of them if you stand at the middle one.
Makes sense.
So, and I was going to show them the egg party. So we're going to have an egg party at the museum. So my friend just drives his Lexus in front of the museum in the garden, not on the grass, but definitely where you're not allowed to go with a car.
Wow.
And of course, Pokemon Go players in the town gather in this square or in this garden
Yeah,
because of the
makes
three Pokestops.
heck yeah. That's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah, it's a small canal behind it, and it's really pretty. But we were standing there in half an hour in this Lexus, yes, evolving Pokemons.
So it's just you guys in this tinted Lexus being very illicit looking is
Yeah,
what you're telling me.
no one dared stay in the park for these 30 minutes.
I thought you guys were up to no good is what was happening
Yeah.
there.
And regarding this as well, now I'm sort of putting my friend on the internet, but I told him that you can't play this game and drive. And all
Right.
these, yeah, we were traveling between really, really small villages. And every time I look over at him, it's like one hand is down.
Oh
He's like catching a Zubat while driving this Lexus. Like, no, you can't do that. Oops. But what I
man.
should do is that I should have done what your wife did and just used his phone as well.
Yeah, double thumbs. Double
And
thumbs,
that way
guys.
I would have been sure that he wouldn't play and
Yeah.
drive safe as well.
You have a vested interest in this man not wrecking.
Yes.
That's what you gotta remember.
So please, people, don't drive and play Pokemon Go. Stop the car.
Yeah. Yeah, just stop. It's all good. Pull over. If police comes up behind you and is wondering why you're pulled over in the middle of the highway, just say, "Hey man, look, Charizard's." The police officer will be like, "Oh, whoa. Whoa, okay. You're free to go."
We were also in another pretty run-down village that all the companies have left and like everything is misery.
Oh, that's
And my friend
terrible.
was like, we have to watch how these people live. And he was heading into this residential area and it was like where nobody else would ever go.
Right.
And I said to my godson, quick, really show that you are playing Pokemon Go so that nobody wonders why we're here. So I
Yeah.
think Pokemon Go is now the excuse to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. People, we kind of talked about this last time, which the whole phenomenon of everybody doing this. What is shocking to me is how people have forgotten, like the social order of just playing outside. Like when I was a kid, we played outside all the time, ran all over the neighborhood. There's not nearly as much of that anymore, and people are just kind of forgotten that that's okay. It's okay for kids to be running up and down the streets. It's okay for parks to be full, kids going to the pond where there used to just be a pretty fountain, because kids are going to want to get in the water. That's what's going to happen. I mean, I don't know
Yep.
why we're trying to stop this, but it's kind of a big social reminder that it's okay to be outside and play.
It's another thing that happened around the same time. We were walking in this small northern town, and a guy comes up to us that have obvious alcoholic problems,
Yeah.
and he is playing Pokemon Go. And he's telling us that I can see that you're not from here, and I live half of my time in that town. But I was like, okay. And he said, this town used to be dead. You didn't see anyone on the street. And now there are people everywhere. Pokemon Go is awesome.
That's pretty amazing.
So Pokemon Go, bringing people together.
It's great. And it's
Okay, move
fun.
ahead.
All right, here we go. Now it's time for a little bit of Pokemon Go news. One of the biggest things that's come out just recently, was talk of Pokemon Go Generation 2. I'm going to bring up the website. This is Kotaku Kart. Kotaku Kart. They compiled this information from information that was received recently when they talked about when ideas, or basically the roadmap, John Hankey, I think that's how you pronounce his name. I'm going to say Hankey, CEO of Niantic Labs, was essentially giving the roadmap, but for now till the first quarter of 2017. And the big headline here is, we'll release with breeding Pokemons. Oh my goodness. I mean, that is neat, but there's so many other things. Now, again, I want to preface this by saying these are not guarantees. And they talked, when you're talking a roadmap, this is just the ideas. This is the direction they are programming towards, so you have an idea of what to look forward to. Let's talk about the first thing. I'm not going to read everything on here. But
We'll
this
put the link
is,
in the show notes.
yeah, with the link will be in the show notes to this website. All right. It does, the first thing to talk about is breeding. What'll happen is the Pokemon that you have will be randomly assigned gender. Aside from a few exceptions for the ones that are genderless and whatnot, and also the
The deeper
Nidoran.
ones will probably keep their
Yeah,
gender.
exactly. So what that means for you right away is I would keep at least two fully evolved Pokemon. That's me. I'm going to keep two at least. Just so, and you may want the candy, but for the off chance that you can have a breeding pair, a little future
Yeah, you
tip.
should be like 50% likely to get a breeding pair if you keep two.
Right, exactly. So, and if you have two Pokemon of opposing genders, they will like each other and signal that they are candidates for breeding. The neat thing about that is that you will start getting eggs, instead of the normal eggs that, give you a set determined Pokemon. These will be breeding eggs, and you will incubate them the same way. So it'll be kind of cool. And that leads us right into Dan, do you want to talk about Pokemon Go babies?
You do it.
Okay. All right, Pokemon Go babies. What happens is you'll essentially get an expanded Pokedex, and part of the expansion will be the offspring of the Pokemon that mate. What it's going to also do is give lower evolutions. I don't know what that would be called. They can basically, the first one, essentially a baby Pokemon. So you have like a Pichu, which turns into Pikachu, which turns into Raichu.
Oh, so you can
And
find baby Pokemons in the wild as well.
I think so, but one of the things they talk about on the next page, there's going to be a lot of hoops you're going to have to jump through to be able to do that. But mainly, these are going to be the ones that will spawn from breeding eggs. So, again, there's more details, and we're not going to go over everything.
That will be cute. I can't wait for my baby Lapras.
Yes, babies. Oh, there'll also be new Pokemon. So, when it comes time to upgrading these Pokemon, like in the games, I don't know if you've ever played the handheld version of Pokemon, but for example, to upgrade a Pikachu to a Raichu, you have to have a Thunderstone. They're going to introduce that. For example, they talk about the evolution of Scyther into a Scizor, and it requires an item, a specific item to upgrade them, and you get those only from Pokestops.
Oh, so more drops from Pokestops, or different
More
drops.
different drops, yeah. And these will be the only way you're going to be able to upgrade some of them. So some of them now, like Scyther, Lickitung, and a couple others, don't have. They're not. You can't even upgrade them. There's no baby version. There's no evolved version. It just is what it is.
Yeah, like Lapras.
Lapras. Yep. Exactly. Now they haven't said about doing EX versions. I don't know if when and if they do that. That's so far down the line, because now they're just talking about bringing in Generation 2 Pokemon, and bringing in the Pokemon babies. And what does that bring us? New starters. That's right. Now, to get these starters, this will be after, and stay with me here because this is a little bit confusing. After you have obtained baby Pokemon on your own, once you've bred them, once you're able to see all the new Pokemon, the professor will come up again and offer you the chance to get one of three other starter baby Pokemon. Totodile. Oh, I can't remember their names. I'm a bad Poke person. I just remember Totodile. And then you have these other two. The one with the leaf on its head, for those who can't see this, and also the anteater with the fire on its back. Dang
Will
it.
they be as useless as the starter Pokemon you got at the start?
They're supposed to increase drop rate so you can actually evolve them.
Okay.
So the goal is to be able to evolve more Pokemon. But to kind of back up that thought is actually with this last update, Niantic switched around spawn points. So,
Oh.
yep. And they're going to go a step further eventually that some spawn points will be different at night. For
Nice.
example, Pidgeys will be replaced with Hoot Hoots at night.
What?
Yeah, Hoot Hoots, the owl Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
So where there were Pidgeys at night, there'll be Hoot Hoots.
Sweet.
Yeah. Now again, there's more details on this webpage, and we'll have a link to it in the show notes. But this is it's good to know where they're going. And they're adding in a significant element for, because when you get to the end game, it's all about taking over the gyms right now and just trying to find rare Pokemon. But now there's going to be different breeding, getting more Pokemon to try to fill out your index, because a lot of this can't even start for you until you have, I think it is 100 different Pokemon registered in your Pokedex.
Wow, so it seems like upgrading Pokemon storage is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Won't regret it.
I think it'll be a good idea. So they are adding the first section will be Gen 2 Pokemon, and that's where they're going. So you can kind of see that they're headed up the same path. So it won't take as long as it did to go from Gen 1 on the Game Boy up to EX. But yeah, you
Have
will
you played a
see
lot
them.
of have you played a lot of other Pokemon games?
Oh yeah, quite a
I
few.
have never.
You never
I've never
played?
played
Well,
anything
that's
but this.
interesting. So you didn't play any on the Game Boy?
Never did.
Yeah, I played Red Blue a long time ago. Black White, that was the most recent one. And then I played, what was it? It was a bootleg version. I think it was Amethyst. It was one you could just download that someone basically made. It wasn't a real one. Just like there's a Pokemon Uranium, which is also one that's not official.
Hey, that's an interesting question to ask the Pokepod.
Yes.
So, listeners, how much Pokemon have you played? Have you played the card game? Have you played the Game Boy? Let us know in the comments.
Right, would love to know how this stacks up against. I mean, I've played a few of them, but I'm by no means an expert. My kids watch the show. My daughter played the card game for a little while. My son collects the cards but has no idea how to play the game.
Well, I just came into this from GPS games. So, like, this was the biggest GPS game, so I had to play it.
Oh yeah.
I only knew of Pikachu a month ago.
And now
But
you
my
can.
daughter also, she watches the anime, but she hasn't been that enthusiastic about it, so I haven't watched it.
Yeah, my daughter watched more of the anime than my son did, but she hasn't watched in quite a while.
All right.
So, but they both love it now. Cameron's going back and watching the older episodes.
I guess it will be a revival for all things Pokemon.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Is that all the news?
That is all the news I had today. So I guess let's go ahead and move on to new tips and tactics.
Yeah, first I want to mention to you that you should not evolve Pokemons before you hit level 20, because you are going to need all that stardust for your big hitters when you want to take down the gyms. But there is an exception that I recently learned because of a
Wait,
mistake I
don't
made.
evolve or don't power up.
Don't power up, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, don't power up them. Don't evolve them before you have a lucky egg and can do the egg party
Right.
thing we discussed in the last episode.
Egg party is wonderful. So
But
don't yeah.
power up is expensive. So it should only go on your big hitters, and you're not getting any big hitters before 20, except for this one we are going to talk about today. When you see EVs, catch them all, because EVs are super valuable. Eevee has a random evolution. I think at least it's random if you evolve them
Yeah.
without doing anything.
Yeah, I have evolved too and got a Jolteon and a Flareon. Just.
I have a suspicion that the chance to get Vaporeon is lower, but there is a way to make sure that you get a Vaporeon. Because you can, the first time you do this, it will work, and the second time you do this, it will not work. I have heard different reports, but that seems to be the case, and it worked perfectly for me. So when you have the first Eevee that you want to evolve, you should power him up as much as you can, and then you should name him Rainer. Rainer, that's the trainer that had the first Vaporeon in the anime, I think.
Okay.
And when you evolve him, you're guaranteed that he will become Vaporeon. You can also, oh, you were saying?
Oh, so that would explain why I see Vaporeons in like every gym around all of
Yes, there was
them.
also Vaporeon was nerfed in the latest update. In the first few weeks of the game, Vaporeon was the most powerful Pokemon
Ah, okay.
because he had like an attack speed that was broken. He could attack more than anyone else.
That's
But
ridiculous.
if you for some reason want a Flareon or a Jolteon, the other evolutions, they are not bad at all, but they are still not as good as Vaporeon, I think. But you can name the Eevee Pyro and he will become a Flareon, or you can name him Sparky and he will become a Jolteon, and that probably also only works once. But given that Eevee power-ups are cheaper than Voltarion power-ups, you should fully evolve the Eevee before you do the Rainer trick. I didn't do that, and my Vaporeon is still pretty big. So he's my second biggest Pokemon, right? Is that 750? 1750.
1750, wow.
Yeah, only beaten by my enormous Lapras, which is why I talk about Lapras all the time. I love leaving the gym, looking back at my Lapras standing there, looking humongous on top of the gym.
For my first ones, the first thing I got that was big was a level 900 Magmar, that kind of lava duck.
Yeah.
So I would actually, that's what I was using to, mess around with gems until I got my Flareon, which is 1333. And
Nice.
I'm level 19.
Yeah. I'm level 23 now.
Woo.
I think Lapras since 1942.
Nice. That's so
But
huge.
it seems that I'll talk more about the end game and taking down gyms and stuff in future episodes.
Okay.
All right, so that's the strategy part for today. Name your Eevee into Rainer and evolve him to a nice Voltarion.
I want to talk real quick, one little tip. One thing I had discovered is when I was driving, if I kind of held my phone, not capture anything, not play it, but if I held it or put it on my lap, that so that it would, or on my leg so that it would move, when I move the gas pedal or whatever, so it made slight movements, it actually registered when I was going decently slow, it would register kilometers. And then I found out other people had done that, to where they basically would shake it while they were driving, or if they were in the car with somebody, they would have them shake it, however it was, but just kind of shake it a little, shake your phone a little bit to register movement. It essentially registered steps. But apparently Niantic has caught on to this little trick, and I got what's called soft band.
Oh
Yep, I did, and everything I tried to catch ran away. Everything. Like for about, I tried for about an hour until I looked up the problem, and I waited till the next day to even try to catch anything. But yeah, even tiny little Pidgeys would break free and run away.
so you were not informed in any way?
Nope, not in any way. I was not told. But, and every single thing, everything. We went to a Pokestop that had a lure on it. I tried it all. All of them ran, ran, ran. My daughter and son are picking them all up. So it
And
was.
you're sure this was the reason that this
I
has happened to you?
am pretty certain, because when I looked up other things that people had done, they said it. They gave a list of what can cause you to be soft band, messing with your GPS. What are some other things? Basically, GPS hacks were the main cause, and one of them was if you were traveling too fast, or if between your points of register are too far apart. So, if you are to where it looks like a GPS hack, but even if it isn't, they said if you are registering steps while traveling too fast. If you do it consistently, so there is a time element on it, so it won't be like the first time, but apparently they are watching that kind of thing, so it
Cool.
matters where where your steps are registered and how fast you're going.
Okay, I have to mention one thing that I know some of the Pokepod is thinking, that when you increase your level, the CP of the Pokemon you meet will be increased, and that applies even for Pidgeys and stuff. And that means that they will be more difficult to catch. So when you are level 20 plus, you will encounter these Pidgeys that will break five normal eggs and then run away. So, and in fact, your rewards are the same. You get these 100 Stardust tree candies when you catch them, but it becomes increasingly harder to capture them. So now, if I see a CP10 Pidgey, I'm super happy because they are so rare for me now, and I
Right.
still want them to do egg parties.
Oh yeah, definitely. And that's kind of what I was basing my, when I really got frustrated, and I remember it was a 12, it was a level CP 12 Caterpie, a 10 Pidgey, and a 10 Venonat all ran away. And it's,
Wow.
yeah. And I was like, this is wrong. And that's when I started looking it up, and other people had said the same thing or
What a
found
bad
out.
way of telling people they did something wrong. They really should inform you
Yeah,
and
exactly.
make the game suck for you.
Right, because that's sort of a rage quit kind of situation.
Yeah.
They run that risk of doing that. Yeah, Niantic is in the process of hiring a community manager, and I
Yeah, I think
hope.
they're pretty taken by the success. They are surprised, and yeah,
Yeah.
they didn't know this would become this big.
No, they had no way.
Yeah,
It's such a phenomenon.
that's the strategy part for this week.
Right. Well, that brings us to the end. If you want to follow our exploits and other exploits, we also, Dan and I, both have other podcasts. We have a history podcast, The Fan of History, and we also talk about Magic the Gathering quite a bit. So that is when we started doing podcasts for those, and that's what kind of led us to here. But if
Yeah,
you want
we've
to
been
follow
doing this
us,
for 2 years now.
2 years, yeah, various podcasts we
I
have
do a couple
been.
of Swedish podcasts as well, so if you know Swedish, ask me and I'll tell you about them.
Excellent. If you want to follow us at Dan Horning on Twitter, and also me, and at Cerulean Says Hi. Also, facebook.com/thepokepodpodcast.
We wanted a short name on Facebook.
Yeah, so we picked this one. Also, you can find us Hard Nerd Cafe on YouTube is where the visual representations of these podcasts will be stored.
There is also another podcast on Hard Nerd Cafe that I do with a guy called Thomas. It's about Game of Thrones. So we break down all the Game of Thrones episodes. It's called Game of Thrones Chat. You can find that on Hard Nerd Cafe as well.
Right. This is in, just like the title says, this is where all of our nerd stuff. We want all of you in the Pokepod to come see these, and we think you'll have, you'll probably find something of interest there. So, for this week, I am Brennan,
I'm Dan.
and welcome to the Pokepod.
Take care, Pokepod.